Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
All eyes will be stateside this evening as Joe Biden and Donald Trump go head-to-head in the first live TV debate of the 2024 presidential election campaign. Terry Sheridan, news director at WSHU Public Radio, is up early to take our call, which we're very grateful for. He's on the line. Good morning to you, Terry. My sympathies for arousing you at this particular hour. The debate is going to feel a little different this time because candidates have agreed to a number of rules in advance, which is going to make it a bit different to what we've seen before.
Yeah, absolutely. And the fact that it's happening this early, this is the earliest we've ever had a presidential debate. They're usually later in October, more closer to the election. The candidates even haven't been officially nominated yet. The Republican convention, which would nominate Donald Trump, is in July. The Democrats are in August. And then getting back to some of the specific conditions, there's no live audience. The microphones of the candidates will be turned off when it's not their turn to speak. And also that this is, I guess, the first private debate. CNN is running it. This is not a nonpartisan commission, which has run the debate since 1960. It's only one of two. CNN is running this one. ABC will run one in early September.
And who do those rules, I mean, on the face of it, favor? Donald Trump works well off a live audience. I mean, when he was debating Hillary Clinton, he was seen pacing the stage in the background and making vocal interventions in the background. I mean, I know it's a means of establishing control, but will it be seen as an attempt to advantage Biden?
Well, it is an advantage to Biden. I mean, Donald Trump plays off the crowd. He plays to the crowd. And also the fact that he will not be able to interrupt, at least at the podium, Joe Biden. Who knows if he's going to wander around? Again, that's against the rules. But who knows if he's going to do that? Who knows if he's going to shout? So on that respect, it favors Biden. However, these are conditions that Donald Trump has agreed to. The one thing in Donald Trump's favor is that he gets the last word. He gets the one to make the final statement before the end of the debate at 10:30 tonight here in New York time.
All right. Donald Trump, I suppose, will try to appear dynamic, despite the fact that there's very little difference in age between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. One of the lines of Donald Trump's attacks on him has been his age and indeed Donald Trump trying to raise questions about his mental faculties.
Absolutely. And this is why this debate is going to be important, because it's basically going to set the tableau for the rest of the campaign. Donald Trump has campaigned on the fact that he says that Joe Biden is old, he's not physically fit for the job, and yes, he is losing his mental faculties. This is an opportunity for Joe Biden to become dynamic, or to show that he still has it, to show his dynamism. However, the Trump campaign in recent days has tried to, again, work the referee, as we say in America, because they're saying that Joe Biden they want him to take a drug test because they say he's on performance-enhancing drugs. They're saying that CNN is biased towards Joe Biden, that they might have even released some of the questions to him, and that the moderators of the debate, Jake Tapper and Dana Bash, are Democrats, and they're going to go after Trump, and it's already unfair. So they're setting the stage to see, they're setting the stage to tell their followers tomorrow morning when things may not go as well as they had hoped for Trump.
All right. Well, and Trump will revel in that, the idea of being the anti-establishment outsider and even the underdog, despite having also served already a term as president. But his own past, the recent conviction in New York, is Joe Biden likely to bring that up? Or given, you know, how much it's galvanized Trump supporters, is he as well steering clear of it?
That's to be seen. His advisors are telling him that's a fine line to walk. On the one hand, they are encouraging to keep saying convicted felon Donald Trump. On the other hand, Donald Trump, to his followers, has portrayed this as, see, the deep state, Joe Biden, they're coming after me. So if Joe Biden continues to hit that, it could play into the hands of Trump with his supporters. However, you know, for Democrats and for those truly independent voters who truly haven't made up their mind, very small, though, you know, Republicans who may lean conservative, but they don't like Donald Trump, or Democrats who don't like the Joe Biden's handling of the situation in Gaza. this could be an opportunity for them to see either make up their mind or make up their mind not to vote at all.
All right. And for voters in the middle ground, will they be looking at the policies or the personalities? Are you looking at the old adage of it's the economy, stupid, or even America's place in the world to swing voters? Or are people really just looking at the personalities involved?
My view is that they're looking at the personalities involved. I don't think you're going to see much substantive content tonight. It's going to be accusations from Trump that Joe Biden is weak. He's weak on defense. He's weak on the border. He's weak on the economy. Joe Biden will point to his what he views as his high points in dealing with the economy. And as we talked about before, he will point to Donald Trump's failures.
And how is Biden's record in the economy going into defending this election? What are the stats like? What could Trump exploit by way of a line of attack?
Well, he could exploit the fact that inflation is still a bit high. It's come down since the pandemic. At the end of the Donald Trump administration, it's come down. The job numbers continue to look good. Wall Street is at an all-time high. However, Donald Trump's messaging, which is very effective, is that the country is in a mess economically. Everyone is suffering. So this is a soft spot for Biden, even though in a lot of ways he has a record to defend.
And briefly, Terry, Israel-Palestine, the situation there, is there really much difference between Biden and Trump in what has been really a bipartisan, unequivocal support of Israel, notwithstanding some objections within the Democratic Party to Biden's stance?
There really is not. It's all perceptual, I would say. In other words, Donald Trump is portraying himself as a true friend of Israel. And he's portraying that Biden's handling of the situation in Gaza is actually weakening Israel and weakening America. The thing that he's going to go after is, again, Joe Biden has behind the scenes and started to publicly, you know, I don't want to say criticize. He's criticized Netanyahu, let's say, or he's questioned the conduct of the war. That is something that Donald Trump has not.
All right. Thanks, Terry Sheridan, news director at WSHU Public Radio. Thanks for joining us at this early hour of the morning. And if you want to tune into that debate, it's happening in Atlanta on CNN at 9 p.m. tonight, which is 2 a.m. for us here. And we'll bring you analysis on this tomorrow. Now, coming up, we'll answer all your greenhouse gardening questions. Text us on 51551.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.